Hey guys, how you living? Are you doing well? Good. Glad to hear that. In this episode, I recap a little mishap, if you will, that happened at a gig that I played tonight. Just a negative table, just people complaining about bullshit, being negative, just being a shitty person. Yeah, anyway, I tell that whole story in a minute, so I'm not going to give you any spoilers for it, but it's it involves somebody telling me to turn my music down in a negative way. Not the managers, not the people that worked at this restaurant. They all actually did the right thing and were on my side and actually like stood up for me, basically. So I was very grateful for them, but just these fucking idiots at a table. But forgive my language. I say forgive my language. Fuck it. Really? Who cares? It's just words. Anyway, please go to the Facebook page. Please go to the Instagram and the Twitter. If you guys are watching on the YouTube and we're not subscribed to the YouTube, please subscribe to the YouTube page. Please share the YouTube page so that we can get the subscription numbers up to 1,000 so that I can go live on YouTube on the way home from these gigs and vent about shit instead of having to go live on Facebook, which nothing against Facebook. It's just I'm trying to make that transition to away from Facebook the best that I can. It's getting too much on there. But anyway, please do that. Go to @MIStuffPodcast on Instagram and on Facebook, and @MIStuffPodcast1, the number one, on Twitter. And if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, I am @YonderWizard, WIZZERD. Yonder Wizard, YonderWizzERD. @YonderWizard on Instagram if you guys want to follow me. And friend me on Facebook. I actually did a pre-take of this talk on the drive home. I stole a trick out of Jamie Deluxe's book and went and got one of those clips so I could talk while I was driving, and I just pretty much just ranted the whole way home about basically the same things that I've said here. So I had a rough draft of this episode on the way home earlier to the Facebook crowd. So if you guys want to go watch that, then go get Kelsey Hudgens on Facebook, and it's the one with the clown face. What else do I got? MIStuffPodcast.com. I'm doing a blog now regularly. I'm trying to release at least once a week. I was trying to do one every day, but I realized that that's just not going to happen. Sometimes I might release a couple back-to-back, but I'm just going to be releasing sporadically. There will at least be one a week, but it'll be kind of like podcasts. It'll be, you may get some surprise shit in between. You may get some surprise live streams in between here and there, but there's definitely two a week. So for the blog, it'll just be just like the podcast, except there'll only be one instead of definitely two. So definitely one a week. MIStuffPodcast.com. If you guys Android users, you can stream from Spotify if that's your thing, or you can go to Podomatic.com and Podomatic.com/MISNerds. Yeah, there's all kinds of different ways to listen. Apple Podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple, obviously. Many other ways to get to it. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys get to the content. I really appreciate you hanging out, and I love you. Without further ado, episode number 123 of MI Stuff. Enjoy, motherfuckers. Okay, so all of this that I've just been talking about on the YouTube channel, and audio folks, you can go over to the YouTube and check out the first couple minutes of content, like the first as of right now, the 7 minute mark on the YouTube video. You can see what led up to this. But anyway, so I just stopped by Walmart on the way home. I stole a trick from Jamie Deluxe, and I told Jamie I was going to steal all of his tricks. I think I have permission to utilize some of his tricks. But Jamie goes live when he's driving a lot, and he's got this little clip or whatever that holds his phone while he's driving. I know a lot of people have clips. Smitty's got one. But I stopped by Walmart and bought this clip so that I could go live on the way home and vent about some shit that just happened at the gig tonight. Now we've gotten to the point of the year where basically I'm just going to be bitching about things that happen at a gig. But I know I have a lot of musicians and a lot of local musicians that listen to this. And I mean, Brother Timmy Pierce, I know is going to hear this, and he will have dealt with this several times as well from the same spot for the same reason. And before I go any further, I said this in the Facebook video. This is not a negative thing towards the place where I was playing or those people at all. Or the folks who worked there, the staff, they were great people. And they did nothing wrong. It's just a situation that sucked. So I was doing this gig at one of my favorite places to play, one of my favorite rooms, and it's a solo gig. And I mean, granted, I might strum hard and I might get on it every now and again, but I am in no way loud, I don't think. I don't think that it's ever been like where I'm just obnoxiously loud in any occasion. So I get there and I'm doing the gig. I'm about an hour and a half in, and I see one of the servers, a sweet girl who I've known for the last couple times that I've played there. She's been there. And sweet girl was moving all these tables around. And I mean, it looked like it was a bit of a struggle for her to move these tables around. And she's obviously setting up for a big party that's supposed to be coming. I saw the reserve tag on the table, and I saw that there was going to be a party coming in. So I was like, okay, already bracing myself. Okay, I'm probably going to have to turn it down a little bit because people are just... Okay, and this is also something else that happens, too. Before I go further with actually telling the story, I want to stop for a second and say that most people who walk into a restaurant and see speakers or see a band set up, they immediately make up their mind that it's going to be too loud. And then they make sure that, or they make up their mind that you're going to be too loud and they're going to be disappointed. And then they make sure that you disappoint them. You know, they make sure that you are, that they're going to have a bad time. They make up their mind they're going to have a bad time before they sit down, just because they know they're going to be next to the music. Now, I feel like if it weren't me, then it would have been the wind blowing the door open that would have been the problem. See, I had to just go back, and you can see on YouTube where I had to go back and patch that on audio, but doesn't matter. We're all in the same boat. But now we are anyway. So yeah. Would have been the wind's fault if it weren't my fault. So these people sit down. And by the way, I have to say this last little bit again for the YouTubers. I apologize. So they sit down, and I can usually tell what kind of person what kind of music a person wants to listen to by how they dress, how they act. And it looked like there was going to be a lot of older country, country music is what they wanted to hear. And I'm convinced that that's what they listen to. So I did a Merle Haggard song. And no applause, nothing at all. I don't live and die by claps, you know. I don't live and die by that. I don't really need that. It's just, you know, something every now and again wouldn't you know kill me, you know. Maybe a little bit of acknowledgement wouldn't hurt. Anyway, so I play a Merle Haggard song, no cigar. I play a Hank Williams song, no cigar, nothing. I'm like, well, maybe they don't like the country so much. Maybe I misread it. Maybe they listen to something different. They did a Beatles song, nothing. And then at this point, I start noticing that they are like just having conversations and laughing. And I notice one of them makes a gesture towards me, and I just look over. I like start paying more attention to them then, and They're just talking shit. They're just complaining. One manager comes up to me Before I notice all this, by the way, I skipped that part of the story. A manager comes up to me and asks me if I would turn it down. And I told her, I was like, "Don't, I'm used to it. I was actually expecting it. You know, it's not, there's not a problem. I'm actually used to this happening. So, not a problem. I'll turn it down." So, I turn it down. I have this Bose system, and I always keep the volume dead center, dead straight up, halfway. Always keep the volume at halfway. Always. I've always done that. Since day one, volume's been on halfway. From there, if somebody asks me to turn it down, I go to the next line. I go to the next line down. So, yeah, so from 90 degrees, I go to probably about 100. And then I play another song. I play a Beatles song after they're not responding. And I'm getting nothing. And I had Ashley, a very, very good friend of mine, who messaged me, and she's in town only maybe a few times a year. She's only in town a few times a year, and she always messages me when she comes to town and asks me where I'm playing. She is actually, you guys have heard me tell a story about one of the gigs I almost didn't do one time because I felt like shit and I just didn't want to do it. And I go and I do this gig, and this girl sees me live, and she has now messaged me every time she's come back and asked me where I'm playing, and she just has all these kind words to say every time, and I'm very thankful for her. But she was there. They showed up, and she was sitting at the bar, which is on the complete other side of the room. And I know that she's actually there for me because she messaged me and asked me where I was going to be. So I know that she's there to hear me. And now I have been depriving her of being able to hear me properly just because these people who were just like, so rude. Like they were just being negative. You sometimes can see these people. They just have that aura about them, how they have this, the aura. That's the only way I can think to describe it. They just have that aura about them where just like, you're going to be a problem. Like you're going to be an asshole. Like you're a dick. And I can just tell by the way you carry yourself. And I'm not denying the fact that I'm that person a lot of the time, and I am. I'm sorry, but I am. I really am. I'm that person, and I apologize, but what can you do? I played a couple more songs, and I was just fishing to see if I could get a reaction out of anybody at those tables. Oh, and by the way, I skipped this part too. So I was telling you about the sweetheart of a server who started setting up the multiple tables. She had four tables in total, two small tables and two long tables that she positioned together for her party that was going to be showing up. And after she did all of that, and these people show up, they decided they don't want to be sitting all on top of each other, that they'll be too crowded, and they want to take up another table. So now the tables that she had already moved together, she could have, like, after all was said and done, the people who ended up sitting at the table that she had fashioned could have done without the two small tables. So now not only have these people already started to create a problem, but they have taken money out of this server's pocket in more ways than one. If any of you guys have ever served or waited tables before, this is not going to be news to you, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about here. So there were four tables that were being used for one party. Now, two of those tables that were being used for this party were not necessary after they decided to split the party into two tables, two separate tables. I want to make sure that you guys understand what I mean, that there were two long tables and two small tables on the end of the two long tables to make like a Last Supper deal, you know? And because they didn't want to sit up close to each other, sit up close next to each other, four of them decided to go take up another table. So this is removing money from the server who got the table prepared for them and putting it in the pocket of another server who ran the other table that these people went to. Not only that, but this server is also losing the money of the two extra tables that they didn't need that could have people seated in them, and they could also make money from that. So these people are already screwing up the servers, and they're already moving, like, taking money out of the server's pocket. And I'm sorry, but I bitched about this all the way back from North Myrtle Beach a while ago on Facebook Live. You guys can go check that out at Kelsey Hudgens Facebook if you want. But I feel so bad for these servers. They don't make a lot of money, man. Like, they don't make any money at all. They're literally making tiddlywinks, and they rely on your tips. You know, they rely on you tipping them or customers tipping them well to survive. And this girl is losing two tables worth of tips just because they wanted to be difficult at the end, and they just didn't want to. And not only that, the server, I found out afterwards, also offered to move them. After she had already moved that table all around, this sweetheart of a girl asked them if it would, like, if they would, they would rather be, you know, somewhere else, like further away from the music. But she said, a guy at the table stubbornly said, "No, we're here now. We're going to stay. We're already hungry," and blah blah blah. It was just getting to be just a pissing match at this point. Just these people were already just being shitty to this server and screwing her out of money. And I noticed that to begin with, and that sort of put me off. And I get to another song or two after the Beatles tune that I did, where I was like, I think that they want to listen to some old rock. And I do that, nothing. Do a Pink Floyd tune, nothing. Sorry, hunger burps. So anyway, the other manager who was on duty came up to me and asked me to turn the music down. So this is twice that I had to have the music turned down. And not the manager's fault at all. Not anybody at the restaurant's fault at all. It was all these fucking shitheads at this table. And she comes and asks me to turn it down, and I was like, I got it. So literally in the middle of the song, I lean over and I go to the next line down, which is about, I don't know, what 110, one, you know, one 110 degrees. I don't know, maybe you guys know what I mean. Straight up 90. I'm still like 120. I don't know, whatever the fuck it is. But I move all the way down, and then two or three songs later, there was a guy who had this biker vest on. By the way, this guy who was wearing this biker vest had Vietnam veteran. He had all of his patches and everything on this, and he was in the military. And I am very thankful for all of our servicemen and women who have made it possible for me to live in this country freely. And I have nothing but respect for those people. I have nothing but respect for our servicemen and women, and am very thankful that they are willing to fight for our country so that we can be free. Nothing but respect for that. But this guy was talking to the guy who had gotten up from that table at the next table behind him, and he was like, he started yelling at the guy. And the guy turned around and was like, "Oh, I couldn't hear you because it's so damn loud up here." After I'd already been asked to turn down twice, guys. Twice. And I've turned down twice. Now, just to let you know, it's not a full band up there. It's just me. It's just me and my acoustic guitar. You guys, you YouTubers who have listened to me sit here and sing songs to you, you guys know that, I mean, when I'm performing, it's louder than that. But you guys know what I sound like and what I do. Like, I don't get much louder than that. So I was already upset that I heard the guy. After I heard him do that, I made a point to make sure they saw me do it, because I stopped in the middle of the song that I was in. Like, I was in the middle of a song, and I heard him say that. Here's the thing. I was in the middle of a song, and I heard their conversation. Now, granted, the dude was yelling, trying to make a point. I think he was trying to, I don't know if he was trying to be funny or what the fuck. I don't know what he had going on, what he was trying to do. But whatever he was trying to do, what he succeeded in doing was pissing me off. And so in the middle of the song, I stop mid-strum, make eye contact with one of the dudes sitting at the table, and I reach over to my fucking Bose system, and I turn it down even more. So now, after I've gone from 90% to 100%, or 90 degrees to 100 degrees to 110 degrees, now I'm somewhere down by, like, definitely 115, 120. So after I end up doing that and turning it down that far, I play Psycho Killer by Talking Heads. And I always do that. Anytime somebody pisses me off in the room and I just want to fuck them up and I just really want to hurt them, I want them to feel pain, I just do Psycho Killer. I hate people when they're not polite. And I sang that line. Like, I did every line. Like, after that, I was trying to be like, it was almost snarky in a way, where I was just like making it a point to not be loud. I was trying to be quiet. Excuse me. I was making it a point to be quiet. I was trying to go as low as possible. And I got to the point to where I was playing so low, and I was also so low. And I got to the point where I was playing so softly that I could hear their conversations at the table. And all they were doing was talking shit about me, man. They weren't saying anything about the music being like, or maybe they were. Fuck, I don't know. They were just talking about, oh, this is awful. This is loud. I don't know why he's got to be so loud. And I wanted to enter their conversation in the middle of the song and be like, well, the reason I've got to be loud, sir, is because you are sitting in the seat that's closest to me, and you're complaining about me being loud. There are people on the other side of the room who are here to listen to me. There are people on the other side of the room who are here to see me, who are actually here to see me. And you are depriving them of their evening because it's all about you. And y'all have heard me say more than once, a lot more than once, actually, is something that I hammer on a lot because I think it's a huge problem that needs to be fucking addressed. People have the hardest time understanding that the world is not here for you. There's more than you in this world. There's more people than you in this restaurant. Let's slim this down a little bit, not just the world. One of the guys at the table came up and tipped me after it was all said and done, told me good job. I was like, thanks a lot, buddy. I really appreciate it. So not only that, let's slim this thing down even further than the restaurant. You are not the only person at this table. Just because it's you and this dude is sitting here. Now, all right, mind you, I've got this system that the speaker is a long stick. It just looks like a tall stick. The speakers have little itty bitty speakers that are about this big. For those of you listening, they're just a couple inches, just a few inches. These speakers are just very, very tiny. They're probably like three inch speakers that are crisscrossed all the way down the line, like one aimed this way, one aimed this way. The speaker was facing this guy. It was pointed straight at this guy, which means that the sound was crisscrossing him. Like, it was literally like to fill up the most, like the sound was, the speakers were, forgive me, the speaker was positioned to get the most of the room, to fill up the most of the room with the sound. That's what we try to do as musicians. We try to get the sound to be the most spread out evenly as possible. So that was happening, and this guy's just sitting down with his finger in his ear. He had his fucking finger in his ear, man. Who does that? I've seen kids do that. I see a kid do that when they walk by. They'll put a finger in the ear, whatever. That's a fucking kid. This is a grown fucking old man. This is an old man. Like, dude, aren't old people supposed to be hard of hearing? There ain't no way I was that loud. There's no fucking way I was that loud. And I had confirmation that I was that loud. I went and talked to Ashley, the girl who came to see me. Her and her fiance were there, and I talked to them afterwards, and I was like, those people, I actually sent her a message in the middle of it and was like, can you guys hear me back here? But she didn't get it. So I asked her after the gig. I was like, yeah, I just sent you a message a while ago to ask you if, like, you guys could even hear me back here. And she was like, not really, but, like, they could tell what song I was playing, and, like, if they knew the words, they could keep up or whatever, you know, if, like, they really knew it. But if they didn't know exactly what I was playing, they couldn't hear. So after all of this shit happens, and I've talked to the manager twice after she, or not talked to her, but she's talked to me twice about turning it down. The two different managers asked me separately to turn it down, and then I hear the one guy just like fucking complaining about how loud it is. So I obviously turn around and turn down the fucking sound. I make it obvious that that's what I'm doing, and I just finish out the rest of the gig. And I do this thing where if I'm playing like a 3-hour gig and it's solo, I usually don't like to take breaks. I'll just play straight through and stop, you know, 10, 15 minutes early. I'll just take my break at the end. That's what I call it. Here's the thing. For a 3-hour gig, I'm commissioned to play 3 hours worth of music, but I get a break in the middle. If I skip that break and I forego that break, then I can take it at the end. It's not exactly the best way to do things, but that's just what I do. And that's what I've done for a really long time. Nobody has a problem with it. And if they do have a problem with it, then I haven't heard that they have a problem with it yet. Nobody has told me they have a problem with it. As a matter of fact, the servers and bartenders usually appreciate that because they get out a bit earlier. And not only that, the people that you would lose by the time I take a break for 15, 20 minutes at the bar, you know, where they're like, okay, well, there's no music going on, let's go hit the next bar, then that happens. So when I'm staying on stage to keep these people sitting at the bar for the entirety of, like, whatever, the two hours and 45 minutes that I'm going to be playing for, then the bartenders make more money that way. And then because the band didn't take a break, they didn't get a lull. They didn't get that downtime to rest. They've done the same thing that I've done, and they've stayed busy. Now they're ready to get out too because they've already made their money. But that's beside the point. I didn't take a break. I got close to the end. I said, I'm going to do a couple more and get out of you guys' hair. I'm going to get out of your way. And I say stuff like that. Like, usually I'll be like, all right, guys, my name's Kelsey Hudgens. I've got about another, you know, 10 or 15 to go. I'm going to do a couple more for you. Then I'm going to scoot on up the road back to Merle's Inlet, blah, blah, blah. But tonight I was like just getting really fucking aggravated with these guys. So I was just like, I'm going to do a couple more and I'm going to get out of your way and get out of your hair and stop bothering you guys. And, you know, get on down the road, blah, 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 whatever. And I just fucking started, like, I ended with, I don't even know what it was. It was just a song that I knew that Ashley would have liked. I knew that she would have wanted to hear one, and I did one of those tunes. And I could see her singing along back there, so she could make out what I was doing. So I did that. And then I finally finished the set. And when I got done, I was like, thank you guys for hanging out. I really appreciate you. Just glad I could be here to entertain you in some way, whether it's giving you something to talk about on the way home in the car. I'm just glad I could be that for you. And I made eye contact with the guy who was being the biggest dick the whole time when I said that, like, glad I could be that for you. So blah, blah, blah. I got like, actually a really good applause from the crowd that was back by the bar. And then I get done, I walk past these people straight to the bar to get the bartender to cut the music, the house music back on. And I scoot around and I go to talk to Ashley and her fiance. And just like, could you hear me at all? Like, and she was like, yeah, we could like make it out. But it was like very, very low, very soft. It was hard to hear over the room noise. And I was like, I know, fuck. I turned down 3 times while I was up there. And the last time that I turned down, like, I could hear their conversation over my guitar, like over me playing music. Like, I'm playing music in the middle of a song and I can hear their conversation clearly and hear what they're saying, and that they're just, excuse me, saying nasty shit. That one came from the depths. Did you hear that one bubbling up? That was nice. But I just saying nasty shit, like, just like, this is awful. Can't, like, is this supposed to be enjoyable, or just straight up talking shit about, like, just not having a good time? And that really fucked with my head a little bit. And I was like, shit, man, like, I just got a raise too, y'all. I just got a raise this year, and I didn't know it until this last week. I looked at the calendar and I was like, shit, I got a solo raise. Hell yeah. So I make a little bit extra money now than I used to. And I'm like, fuck, these guys were complaining. I didn't do my job like the way that I should have. And almost thought about saying to the manager, like, guys, don't, I know that I might not have done a good job or whatever. My job is to make your customer's experience a better one. And I don't think that I did that today. So I went up after I got done talking to Ashley and I packed up all my equipment. I went and talked to the manager when I was getting a check. And manager walked up to me and was like, you did such a good job. Thank you so much for coming. We all love you here. You're our favorite. Blah blah, like, you're our favorite artist that we have. And those people were being absolute dicks. And then the other manager came in the door and was like, yeah, fuck that guy. So I was like, thank God. I was just worried that I had done a bad job. Like, that really weighs on me. Like, I want to do a good job every time, and that really bothers me if I think that I might not have. So I was talking with them both as they're writing me a check, and I said, yeah, I turned down once for you, and then I turned down once for you. And the one manager was like, oh shit, I didn't even realize you'd already turned down once. Like, I was like, yeah, I'd already turned down once. I turned down again afterwards, because the one guy was like, I can't hear nothing because it's so damn loud up here. I couldn't hear you talking to me, to the other guy. So she tells me, remember the military guy I was telling you about, and the guy in the vest with the Vietnam stuff on it? Okay. I said that I have nothing but respect for our servicemen and women, and I have nothing but respect for anybody who has fought for our country, or anybody who is signed up to potentially fight for our country. I have nothing but respect for you. But I said that so that I could say this. This guy who had the vest on with all his military shit on it apparently went inside to the hostess whenever they had first got there and cussed out the hostess, like, was you, or just like, not cussed her out, but like, was cussing at the, like, using curse words in complaining about me being loud out there. When the hostess has nothing to do with this, the hostess didn't seat him out there. Like, they reserved that table. And the hostess didn't see him out there. Not only that, he walks inside. How rude is that for a grown man? Not just a grown man, like an older man. Like, this guy was in his 60s, maybe 70s. He was a Vietnam veteran, however old you have to be to do that. This was an older guy. But anyway, he walked in there and just started bitching at this hostess about something that she could not control, something that was out of her reach, out of her control. She had nothing to do with what was going wrong. And he's just yelling at her. And the manager comes over and is like, you know, what's the problem? He tells her that I'm too loud And she's like, well, you know, you sat down next to the speaker. We don't, you know, what do you want to do? Like, we've offered that you guys can move tables if you'd like, because the server had already offered him, if you guys want to move elsewhere, you know, we can move you somewhere else, you know. But they stubbornly said, we're already here, I'm hungry, blah, blah, blah. They were hangry, what they were. But said they were already here, going to be stubborn about it. That was the server's word. She said he stubbornly said blah, blah, blah. And anyway, the manager's like, what do you want us to do? You sat down next to the speaker. We offered you guys a different table. You guys could move to the other side of the restaurant if you wanted to. And you declined that offer. So, you know, what do we do? Where do we go from here? And he literally told the manager, is there any way that you can just send him home? Is there any way that you guys can just send him home? And she said, absolutely. We can 100% send him home. If you want to pay him the full amount that we're going to pay him for being here for everybody else in our restaurant, then by all means, you can go pay him and he can go home. And then this is all over with. This is all said and done. So the manager, like, was 100% on my side with this thing. She was like backing me up 100%. And I'm very, very glad. And I'm so horrible with fucking names. I don't know her name. And I felt awful when I was trying to tell the hostess that I needed to talk to the manager and I didn't know the name. I'm just so bad with names. I'm sorry. If you hear this, darling, I really apologize. I'm just really bad with names. But she was on my side and she's fucking awesome. She's like, I love her to death. And she's always very supportive, and this is one of the few people who can come up to me and say, hey, can you mind turning it down? And I never get upset, because she's always afterwards, she's like, I'm really sorry that those old people were just complaining and we have to do. And I get the game. I know the game. I get it. But yeah, so this old man who walked inside, this old man who has fought for our country and has earned the respect of every American, or should have earned the respect of every American. If you don't respect the veterans, then eat a bag of dicks. But seriously, man, like, this guy who has earned my respect already by fighting for his country, I lost a lot of respect for him just by how he treated that poor hostess who did nothing wrong. And I apologize to her afterwards. I'm so sorry that he did that to you, because that it was inevitably my fault for being too loud. And I know that it's not like actually my fault, but I'm sorry. I don't condone that sort of behavior at all. That's shitty. So after talking to the manager, and she's like, oh yeah, well you can pay him if you want. If you want to pay his fee, if you want to pay, write his check. And, you know, pay him out of your pocket, then by all means, you can tell him to do whatever you want to do. You can send him home right now. But we are paying him for, we are paying him. And then the other manager was like, the other manager spoke up and was like, yeah, we told him, like, this is our, like, one of our favorite artists here that we look forward to when he's playing here, because, you know, it does a pretty good crowd. And I had, there were three or four people who were actually there for me, 100%. There was Ashley and her fiance, and there's some, a couple of people who I see with Cornbread a lot who were there, and they were like, yeah, I saw on Facebook you were going to be here, so I wanted to stop by and see you. So I was like, well, I'm really grateful for that. So there were definitely four or five people three or four people that were there for me for sure. And they were just like, this guy always does really well with the crowd, and we always look forward to seeing him here. And I mean, just they were like, she was basically telling me that they were bragging about me to the guy who's complaining. And apparently he wanted nothing to do with it. They just wanted to get in and get their food and get out. So after all of this shit happened, after all of that was said and done, they were getting their checks as I was finishing my last song. And after I got done talking to the managers about that, a lot of kind words, and I was very, very, very thankful that they said the kind things that they said, and I love them to death. all of them. They're like, we love you here. We are so glad. You know, we can't wait till you come back. And they could probably tell that I was a little aggravated by this guy's behavior, and they were just making me feel, you know, like it wasn't my fault. And I'm grateful for that. I do realize that that's probably what was going on, which I'm fine with. But I go back out and I start talking to the server again, who was like, the server who lined up the tables and everything. I was like, you did all this work for these tables, and then they separate and you don't even get the tip from over here. She's like, I know, and every one of them tip shitty. Like, she's like, let's see, there were probably 14 of them, and out of 14 people, she said that she made less tips she made less tips out of that entire slew of people that she would have a regular table. Like, she was like, they tipped me shitty. He tipped me shitty. This one guy was just an asshole that did nothing but complain the entire time. And I started thinking about that on the drive to Walmart before I started doing my little Facebook Live video. I was like, am I that? Do people ever say things like that about me when I walk away, when I'm not around? That just talk about how shitty of an experience it was to be around me. Like, I know I'm an asshole, and I have been before, a self-admitted asshole. I know I'm that. I know I'm one. I just wonder if it's ever gotten to the point to where I've been an asshole to somebody and they just leave and they just forever have that idea of me as an asshole in their head, which I don't mind, by the way. I don't mind that. I don't mind if somebody thinks that about me. I just don't want them to wrongfully think that about me, you know? I don't want somebody to, if I'm doing something shitty and I'm being an asshole, then I'm the first to admit, yeah, that was fucked up. I should have done that. I'm sorry, I was an asshole. I'm an asshole. What do you want? I mean, what can I say? But if to just be an asshole to somebody for no good reason, I feel like somebody has to give me a reason to be an asshole. What's up, Abby? How's it going? I feel like somebody has to give me a reason to be an asshole to them. Like, you have to give me a reason to be rude. But this guy had no reason at all. And I said this on the video earlier. Maybe it was in this podcast. I don't know. They're blurring together. I haven't eaten anything. I haven't smoked yet. I haven't done anything. Like, I'm just fucking ill from this gig. But I can understand if maybe you had this party set up. You have this idea for a party that you've reserved a table at a restaurant. You show up. And you get settled in. You get settled in with all your crew. And then all of a sudden, this artist shows up and starts setting up a speaker right next to your table. Then it starts to get loud, and it's uncomfortable for you. And then you're like, hey, you mind getting this guy to turn that down a little bit? You know, we're trying to eat dinner and converse here. Then that I can kind of understand. Not really. I don't really understand that, just because it doesn't make any sense to me. But if you're there first and then somebody comes and sets a speaker next to you, then you might have a little bit of a grounds to be upset a little bit. But if I'm already there, I'm already there first. Like, I was playing music loud and fucking proud when they came around the corner to go to their table. And whenever they sat down, like, they had the option when they were still standing. They were still standing. They had not, none of them had sat down yet. I saw the server go over to them before they had sat down, because she could tell that nobody was sitting down yet. There was 14 of them, and nobody had sat down yet. And the server went over, and I imagine that that's the time that she said, we can move you guys over here if you want, you know, we can move you guys across the room if you like. But no, they chose to sit there. They chose to sit down. They chose to be a part of it. They knew that I was playing. It wasn't like it was a fucking surprise, like all of a sudden they sit down and they get their menus and get their drinks, and then all of a sudden, oh, I've just apparated into the fucking room. Now I'm playing music. Then you dance. That's right. But then I was like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? Like, now they want to complain. So, I honestly, the fact that they decided to sit down next to me after I assumed that they weren't gonna, I figured that, okay, well, they're just gonna move these guys along the. I know they would have, Abby, and I really appreciate that. By the way, audio folks, I'm carrying on conversations with YouTube chat. By the way, I know that you guys are probably aware of that by now, but I just still felt the need to say it. But yeah, after they started sitting down instead of like going to another part of the restaurant, I was like, oh, cool. So I might have a cool party who's going to be giving me requests, and like I can, and a big part of my show is I talk with the crowd. Like the half of my gig is usually like stand up almost. It's literally like where I'm kind of like just telling funny stories, talking back and forth with the crowd. And I do a really good job of that when I'm doing solo gigs, and I'm pretty stoked about how they turn out usually. So I was like, cool, I've got a cool table that's actually going to be, you know, giving me a little bit of back and forth. And then first manager comes up, please turn it down. Yeah, sure, no problem, I get it. Second manager, oh, okay, I'll turn it down again. And then the guy being an asshole, screaming, oh, I can't hear you, it's too loud. Talking to the guy at the different table. Like, and then I turn it down again, and I'm just like, dude, this isn't fucking fun. So then I was just punching the clock at that point. So I was just like, I get done playing a song, like, there's a Dwight Yoakam. By the way, I got a pretty good applause from Dwight Yoakam. Everybody in the room clapped after the songs, except for those tables. And I'm pretty sure that the people in the back that couldn't even hear me just clapped out of respect. Like, they just clapped out of pity, maybe. But seriously, like I said, I'm not big on, I don't give a shit about claps. It doesn't really, I mean, a little bit of validation is nice, but I don't live and die by that. It doesn't matter. I've done gigs, literally, I have a gig that I do on Wednesdays all year long, every now and again, like all year long, winter and summertime. And sometimes in the wintertime, I'll literally play this gig to nobody. I have done a 3-hour gig in a room before where I was the only person in the room. The place still wants me to play there just in case somebody wants to come and sit and listen. But I have done a gig and they'll just tell me, just practice, just do what you want. So I've taken my phone and I've gone Facebook Live, and I'll play a gig for my Facebook friends. And I love to do that. And I have no problem at all with I'll play to you guys all the time. I can't hear you clap. I can't hear anything after that. I'll play songs for you guys. I don't live and die by that, is what I'm trying to say. But nobody at these two tables clapped except for... not even clap, but at the very end, the one guy did get up and like drop something in my tip jar, and I was like, man, I really appreciate it, dude. And he gave me that nod, kind of like to say sorry for these fucking dickheads over here. But yeah, take out the hearing aids. No shit, that's what I'm screaming. Aren't old people supposed to be hard of hearing? I mean, like, just turn down your fucking hearing aid, Ethel. I didn't mean that, Ethel. Ethel's the name of the ghost that lives in that chair, by the way. The rocking chair. But yeah, shit. Like, fuck. Take out your hearing aid, Clarence. Man. I was just taken aback by, I guess, and I didn't really have this realization when I was doing the Facebook Live video. I guess I was just expecting something different because they chose to sit down there with me instead of going elsewhere in the restaurant. So it sort of, to me, gave me that unspoken vote of confidence that they were going to enjoy what I had going on. And obviously that's not what fucking happened. And they just, it seemed like the whole situation and everybody who had anything to do with the situation or anybody who had a hand in talking to them or just interacting with them, just these people were just negative. Like the whole table reeked of negativity. So when I first got in the car to leave, I was literally like, when I first got by myself, like I had just talked to the managers, I had just talked to the servers, and I told one of the servers, one of the guy servers, like, dude, people just think that the whole world's here for them. They think they're the only one in the world. And I was just like, and he's like, well, you 100% right about that. Most people think the whole world's here for them. Like this, dude, these people at this table didn't give a shit that I was there to perform for everybody in that room. They just want me to be quieter to make their experience more pleasant. They don't give a shit about everybody else's experience. Somebody with a logical mind. And by the way, there were other tables who came and sat down next to me who were actually, after this guy had already been talking shit about it being loud, there was another couple who were similar age group that came and sat at a table that was actually closer to me than this guy was. And they sat there the whole time, clapped after every song, and like you dropped a tip in the jar after they left. I mean, it was a really good experience for them. They didn't have a problem with it because they probably realized, okay, yeah, it might be a little loud, but shit, by the time they got there, it was already halfway, quiet. But still, I'm sure that they could see, okay, this guy is having to, he's only got one speaker. It's not like you can run cables all the way across the room. Some places have a little jack that you can plug into to where it'll pump you, pipe you through the house system. Some places have that. But when you're going, and not a lot, I would say that probably 99% of the places that I play do not have that option. And literally the sound is coming from the stage. So I'm sure that people can do the math. Okay, he's got to play not just for this table, but for the table in the farthest end of the restaurant as well. I've got to play for that table. I'm not there to play for just the people who sit next to me. I'm there to play for everybody in the fucking restaurant. How they don't understand this baffles me. And just to think of how selfish that is of these people to ruin the experience for, and granted, the everybody else in the room got an hour and a half of good quality material before this table sat down. The manager walked out several times. Whenever I was playing to start with before this table got there, not a word was said. The only time they asked me to turn it down was after the table got there and they had started getting complaints. And I just don't understand where people get off, like, trying to just be that kind of an asshole. Like, you got to understand, I understand that people don't take what I do seriously. I understand that people think that I'm just, like, not many steps above the guy that has a guitar and a coffee can on the sidewalk. And I'm sure that's how a lot of people see me, especially since I have a beard and long hair. A lot of people probably like, oh, look at this homeless guy that's up here just fucking, you know, playing songs or whatever. I'm sure that a lot of folks look at me like that. But the fact of the matter is that's my job. I'm at work. I am making money. I'm trying to pay bills that I'm behind on and shit. Like, I'm here literally to work. I'm here to make money. I don't go down to your job and slap dicks out of your mouth, Lester. Sorry, I just fucking get aggravated just thinking about this thing. Like, these guys who've lived their entire lives, like, and you know that they've done it. You know that they've lived their entire lives like that. Like, they walk into a restaurant and they are like, okay, everybody here is now my slave. Everybody here is now my slave. And anything that I say, you're going to have to do it because you're my slave right now. And that's how these people fucking act. I know that's how they act. I know that's how they think. I could tell that's how they act. I could tell that's how they think by how they act at the table. And then I had got confirmation. I had got confirmation from the... That sounded funny. This sounds like a five-year-old saying. I had got confirmation from the server afterwards of like them not giving her, them not tipping her. And y'all, and I would imagine that the folks that are hearing this have some sort of experience with service industry. If you haven't had any experience with service industry, let me tell you, it's fucking murder. It's brutal. And here's another thing, too, that I said in the Facebook video, and I didn't think about it till just now, and I'm going to wrap up. I know I'm getting close to an hour here, and I'm trying to keep this one kind of short. But, so a server who goes to work for, okay, let's take the tonight, for example. That sweetheart of a server who is 18, 19, maybe 20, very young girl, is serving this table, dealing with this dude, just being an asshole, yelling at her, not yelling at her, but you know what I mean, just being negative, being mean. And then after all of this, after he's just an asshole to her and everybody else around, he then shits her on a tip. He then shafts her on the tip. Like, there's no, like, he doesn't tip worth a fuck. So this girl who deals with something like that, now say she comes back to work in a couple weeks and that guy has been the worst customer that she's had. Well, then somebody worse than him shows up and he starts yelling at her and screaming at her, calling her stupid, saying that, just saying bullshit, like being really negative, just saying the things that hurtful people can say without feeling bad about, and sends her home with that negativity in her mind. Think about this. Sad little people. Absolutely, Abby. Absolutely. You waited for 8 years, and you know exactly what I'm talking about here. This is all going to come full circle in a second. This girl gets sent home with PTSD. That can give somebody PTSD. To sit there and just take that much shit from people. Now, being a server, Abby, you probably know that this thing happens more often than not. I would say that every shift has one unreasonable motherfucker that just will not be pleased. No matter what you do, they won't be pleased. My granddaddy's name was Gordon Hudgens. We got him a subscription for Florence Morning News one time for Christmas, because he liked to read the newspaper. And when you give it to him, he says, oh, that's something else that's just going to be piled up around here. The next year, we were like, we get him something good, you know, so let's put a flagpole out in the front yard so that he can look out his front door and see an American flag flying. We put that flagpole up for him, and then what does he say? Well, that's something else you're just going to have to weed eat around. And it was always something negative toward him. He was just a bitter old man. He was a bitter old man. And I grew up with people like that. And I grew up with him. He was just a bitter old man. I know there are, now, him being a bitter old man, he stayed the fuck at home. He didn't go out into the world and put that on other people. He stayed at home. And that's what I was saying in a Facebook video, too. I know I'm an asshole, but I stay at home. I deprive the world of me being that sort of a person for the majority of my life. I spend by myself just because I know I'm an asshole. I don't want to get out in the world and let that asshole show up that I know I am, and then have people go off and say, oh, that guy, fuck him, he's an asshole, I don't want nothing to do with that guy. So, I stay the fuck home. But anyway, getting back to where, before I went talking about my granddad, there are certain people who just are hard to deal with. They're just miserable people. They're just sad in their own lives, and they want everybody else to feel as sad as they are. And I've been there. Misery loves company. I've been there. I've been that person before, and I'm sorry for everybody who I've been that person to, and I've tried to reach out and apologize individually to anybody who I really feel like I've ever hurt, except for one. And I don't see the problem, but I digress. And let me take a sip of water real quick. All this is going to come full circle, just a second. Everybody always freaks out over, or everybody always wants to share these things on Facebook about, make sure to, you know, any veteran or any military member who has had PTSD, share this for all of the people who come back from war with PTSD and have mental health issues after they come back from war because they've experienced these awful things. Now, everybody is always so quick to share that, but let me introduce this thought to you. A server who has the only training that she has is shadowing another server until she starts getting her own tables. Abby, you being in the service industry, you know how this works. A server will follow another server around and let the server, let the more senior server show her the ropes, and then send you on out into the restaurant by yourself, and you'll get your own tables, and then you'll end up getting an asshole, and you'll end up dealing with that. And some people might get an asshole every shift. Now, after this person gets this asshole every shift, they get horrible things said to them. The kind of thing, this is why you have a job waiting tables and serving tables, because you're too dumb to do anything else. Actual words that have been said to somebody who I know in the service industry, actual fucking lines that have been said, you're too dumb to do a real job, so you have to do this shit right here for the rest of your life. Actual things that have been said, so you didn't go to college and you didn't care to do... to try to get a real job, so now you're going to bartend for the rest of your life. Or to bartenders, well, when are you going to get a real job? You know, when are you going to, you know, actually get a real job? And actual things that people have said, that kind of rhetoric and that kind of talk can give somebody PTSD. Now, I'm not saying that the PTSD that a server or somebody in the service industry can get will be equal to that of the PTSD that someone in the military gets from going to war or doing whatever have you in the military. They're separated by one key thing. In boot camp, for the Army, for Marines, for any branch of the military, the boot camp is brutal. It is a drill sergeant's job to put you under as much stress as you can possibly hold and still make sure and still force you to complete a task. Complete a task while under stress, while being yelled at. Complete a task while you're doing that. They're trained to be able to take this amount of stress and cope with it and still perform their duties. A server doesn't get that kind of training. A server doesn't go into a room with a dozen bad customers and deal with all of the negative shit that's going to be said to them and all of the negative shit that's going to be fucking said to them. And listen, here, I'll take this analogy even further. Someone from the military that goes overseas to war, or somebody from the military who has to do something awful, or is forced to see something awful, or loses a friend, or any insert story here. Whenever they get back home, just about everybody that sees them, thank you so much for your service. As an American, I'm very grateful for what you've done. They get praise. And if people who don't praise the military for, and I understand, just listen, they're doing their job just like, well, you don't have to agree with whatever they're fighting for. You don't have to agree with their war or the man who sent them there. You don't have to agree with any of that to accept the fact that they have offered up their lives so that we don't have to. And I have nothing but respect for that. I have nothing but respect for that. So, servers don't have that kind of recognition. Servers will have somebody talk shit to them and be negative and treat them like a fucking slave for $2.13 an hour. And then they have to leave there and go somewhere else and talk to all of their other friends. Like, well, when are you going to get a real job? When are you going to, you know, blah, blah, blah. When are you going to get a real job? When are you going to get out of this? That is awful, is it not? Oh yeah, absolutely, Abby. If you in a 4-star restaurant, I know that this is it's got to be awful on every front. So here's the thing: the way that a server, imagine PTSD has a weight. Say a server's PTSD weighs 20 pounds, and someone in the military's PTSD weighs 50 pounds. A server is not trained to pick up heavy weight. Now, someone in the military, a soldier, is trained to be able to perform with that 50 pounds on your back. You're trained to perform with that extra rucksack that you're wearing. Like, count your rucksack as PTSD. You're trained, or stress. Like, you're trained to be able to produce and under stress. That's what you're trained to do in the military. Servers don't have that. So therefore, a server being forced to perform with an extra 20 pounds is greater than someone in the military performing with the extra 50 pounds because they're trained to do so. They signed up to do that. They have the whole, I'm doing this for my country. I love my country. I love my countrymen. I love America, and I love Americans. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm signing up to do this, because I love my country, and I love America. I love Americans, and I love the people in this country, and I want to make this a better place for them, or whatever the thought process is that goes into that. You have the validation, and when you come home, outside of the Vietnam vets who came back to just horrible, horrible, horrible people saying horrible things to them, like, that's awful, and I hate that they went through that. Excuse me, but still, a server doesn't have that validation. A server doesn't have any of that. And I'm not here to say that servers are greater than military personnel. I'm not. I'm just saying that it might be fucking time that we start thinking about how we treat them when we deal with them more often than we deal with those within the military. You deal with service industry people, and you're sending them back into the world damaged. You're sending them back into the world mentally scarred with no training to deal with that at all. And just, I guess, I know I'm rambling now. I'm gonna go ahead and cut this down. I'm a little bit over an hour. I was gonna try to keep this one around an hour, but just be mindful of what somebody may be going through. Just be mindful of what somebody else might have going on in their lives. And be kind to your service industry people. Be kind to your servers and your bartenders. Like, they are not making a lot of money. Servers are not making a lot of money. And yes, they can do very well. Bartenders can do very well. If you want to make a career out of bartending, you can make a lot of money. But you have to deal with a lot of bullshit to do that. A lot of you miss holidays. A lot of you miss, like, family time. And you'll end up on the same sleep schedule that I'm on, where I'm up till 5 or 6 o'clock every morning. And then I'll sleep till, you know, 2 or 3 or whatever, whenever I fucking decide to get up. Like, a lot of people will end up being pushed into that life after they fall in love with the money that you can make by bartending. Now, granted, especially in a place like here, we only make money 6 months out of the year. 6 months out of the year, we make bank. Not to brag, but we do very well here in the summertime, but in the wintertime, not so much. And we have to have made plans to deal with the lack of funds in the wintertime. Like I told you guys in a couple episodes ago, I did good enough to make it all the way up. Mindful all of your neighbors, especially the ones dealing with your food, Abby. Don't, right? 100% Abby. Don't fuck with the people that handle your food. Don't fuck with the people that handle your food. But Like I said, I've told you guys on the podcast before. This is the first year that I actually put away some dollars for the winter. Like I squirreled away a few nuts for the winter time because I knew that the winter was going to be a struggle, and I did not want it to be a struggle. So I made it all the way through the winter and damn near to the season before the funds that I'd saved ran out. But it takes planning for that, and we have to learn how we've had to learn how to do that. We've had to figure out how to accommodate when we're not going to be making any money over the wintertime. So just be mindful of the people around you. Be mindful of how, like, these servers, they live and die by what you tip them. And if somebody, even if a server does a bad job, like, I wouldn't ever take away anybody's tip or take away anything and thank a farmer. Absolutely, Abby. Matter of fact, I grew up right down the road from a very successful farmer. Those people work hard. I mean, fucking hard. Now, they do have a lot of, like, new machinery that's out now that can do a lot of the stuff that most humans used to have to do now, instead of having five or six people out here, picking peas or picking cotton or whatever. They have a machine that can do that. I've seen them do it. And I grew up next to a cotton field, next to a soy field. Like, I used to drive golf balls. I used to just go out to side of my yard and drive golf balls into the cotton field. And you don't know how hard it is to find golf balls in a cotton field, but I would always go get all of them because the machines that would come and pick the cotton would suck up golf balls and shit, and we would fuck them up. So I always had to go get all the golf balls, but I always did. I always went and got all of them. But yeah, thank a farmer. Be mindful of those around you. People might not be having as bad of a day as you're having, or they might not be having as good of a day as you're having. Somebody might just be having a bad day. If that server that forgot to bring you your refill of sweet tea or forgot to bring you your ranch, she may be at work worried about her kid because she couldn't find a babysitter. And now, like, she's at work and her child is with somebody that she doesn't really know, and she's stressed out over this situation. You don't know what's going on in somebody's life is basically all I'm trying to say. And just be nice to people. Like this sweetheart of a server, and I know I've called her sweetheart of a server because I don't know. I'm just horrible with names. I'm awful. What can I say? But just. This wasn't the end of her world. You know, it's probably, you know, she's probably still living at home. It's not that big of a deal. She'll go home and just, to her, it was just a shitty table that she had. But there are a lot of people who are career servers and career bartenders who just deal day in and day out with people who are just negative and don't understand the work that they actually do is actually work. It's not your job to. It's not your job to go and say to somebody who is doing a job that you think that they could do something different to tell them that. Like, you're somebody's serving, like, well, when are you going to get a real job? That's not your place to say that. Serving is a real job. It 100% is a real job. And if you don't think it's a real job, then. We can talk about some numbers of how much a bartender or a server can make in a shift in the summertime and peak season, and then we'll talk about what's a real job or what ain't. But just I feel a strong similarity between PTSD that someone in the military can get to that of someone in the service industry can get. I just think that a service industry worker can get the same kind of PTSD that someone in the military can get, and just the server doesn't have the training to deal with it properly. So, Just be mindful of that. Be mindful, period. All right. That's all I got for you guys. I'm going to hang tight, YouTubers. We're going to be doing an intro here shortly. This is the first week of actual strong gigs that I've had. Like, I have 4 solo gigs this week, which was 100% necessary. That's going to get me close to getting started to being caught back up. That'll at least get my bank account straight again, so that I don't keep getting charged for not having money. That's such a bummer too, man. Just banks that'll charge you for not having money when you already don't have money, and they charge you more money. But anyway, I'm gonna be able to handle all that in the morning. Then I'll be able to start getting caught up on all the other shit. And I'm just thankful to finally have the season back. Just thankful to finally have work to do and money to make. It's not all about money, but damn, it's close to being all about money. I'm gonna strangle myself laughing. But anyway, take care of your servers and your bartenders. Tip well. Tip no matter what. Even if they're having a shitty day, pay it forward. Even if somebody's being negative, or if it's a bad server, or whatever the situation is, like, make their day. Maybe you giving them that tip that they might not have deserved might give them that little nudge into having a good day when they were having a bad day. And wouldn't that feel good to just make somebody's day, just to outside of how you felt, to make somebody else's day go a little better? And as Abby says, thank a farmer. Do thank a farmer. Do that. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. You have a decision every single day. You are faced with a decision every single day, multiple times. In every single decision that you have to make, make the decision that a good person would make. Just be a good person. Refill the world with good. There's enough negativity in the world, and I'm spreading a lot of it too on here just because I'm venting and shit. But just, I'm saying these things to you guys on my YouTube channel so that I don't go out into the world and say them to somebody that doesn't deserve it. Do that. Find your podcast. Find whatever your thing is. That's, podcasts are my thing. Find your thing. Find your podcast. Find the thing that makes you happy, that you can vent or that you can just release that negative energy on, or that you can do that. Absolutely. Thank you, Abby. I appreciate your kind words. Abby says, if you can't tip 20%, stay home. No shit. I have not gone to trivia several times just because I did not have adequate dollars to tip. Even on times when I wasn't planning on eating anything. If I was just going to take water, I was just going to take my water jug, and the server wouldn't have to bring me anything at all. Even on those days, when I just didn't have enough money to tip, I would just sit my ass home. Because me sitting at a table or sitting at that place is taking money away from them, because somebody who can't afford a tip could have sat where I was sitting. Just keep that in mind. Server. How to treat your server 101. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. I'm going to go ahead and let you get on with your day. YouTubers, hang tight for just a second. We're going to be doing an intro, and I'll hang tight and chat with you guys while I'm doing a little editing here, so I'm let you guys see what we're doing here. But anyway, be a good person. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. Peace, bitches. YouTubers, don't go nowhere.